Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today we're going to take on a very serious subject, and it's colon cancer. And with me, Allison Sabin, physician assistant at Utah Gastroenterology. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Yeah, I'm happy to join. I'm excited to be able to talk about this.
Okay, this really took me by surprise. These latest numbers, this data that shows how high colon cancer is at the top of the list of cancer deaths, and especially when it comes to women. So tell us, what is happening with colon cancer?
Yeah, so currently from the American Cancer Society, they're saying the lifetime risk for colon cancer is about 1 in 23 for men and 1 in 25 for women, and overall is now the third leading cause of cancer-related deaths for men and women combined.
So what is happening? Why has this increased?
I don't know that we know an exact cause for the increase. There are certain factors that increase risk. So lifestyle factors, being overweight or obese, diets that are higher in red meats, processed food, smoking, higher alcohol use. So it may be in part some of that contributing to it.
Right. So who should be getting a screening, and at what age should they be doing so?
Yeah, so everyone should undergo screening at some point in their life. If you are the average risk person, so if you don't have a family history of colon cancer, a personal history of colon polyps in the past, or a history of things like ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, you should start doing colon cancer screening age 45 for men and women. Certain people who have higher risks, if they have a family history or if they have a family history of certain genetic diseases that can increase your risk for colon cancer, should talk to their physicians about maybe getting screening earlier. Some people start around age 40 or even 10 years before the diagnosis of a family member.
So what are the warning signs of colon cancer?
So symptoms that you'd have if you had a colon cancer that had already grown and were getting symptoms from it, usually be something like a change in bowel habit. So either constipation or diarrhea that was lasting for more than a few days, abdominal pain that wasn't going away, rectal bleeding. So if you saw bright red blood in your stool or sometimes dark red blood, and unintentional weight loss would be kind of the main symptoms you'd see.
Do people often just not even experience these types of symptoms and then find out that they have it after going through a screening?
Yeah, so you can definitely have colon cancer and not have symptoms. And that's part of the benefit of screening, is that they can actually go in and see it before it starts causing symptoms.
Talk for a minute about how people would prepare for a colonoscopy and just how big a deal that is. I think some people think, oh, I just don't want to be troubled, but tell us about the preparation for that.
Yeah, so preparation is probably the part you hear people be most worried about, or is the most uncomfortable part for a lot of people. Generally speaking, most colonoscopy preps are similar. So the day before, you're going to be on a clear liquid diet. You're going to have things like juice or jello or broth. And then you're going to start taking laxatives. And there's a couple of different kinds. Some people will do it with over-the-counter Bisacodyl, followed by Miralax mixed in Gatorade. There are sometimes prescription preps that you'll do. But essentially, they all do the same thing. You're taking in a lot of laxative and a lot of fluid to just empty the GI tract and clean out the colon, so that when they go in the next day for the procedure, your colon is clean and they have the best view possible to find the polyps and to find colon cancers and those kind of things. But the prep is really typically just one day before, and it's not the most comfortable part. But once you get that done, you can do your screening and be able to detect and in some cases prevent colon cancer by finding polyps.
Right. And the screening is not too bad. It doesn't take too long.
No, the actual procedure itself doesn't usually take too long. Most people go under sedation for it, so you don't typically feel it. And usually you're good to go by the next day.
Just give us some tips for folks on how to lead a healthier lifestyle so that they don't have problems like colon cancer.
So just general things you can do lifestyle-wise to reduce your risk for colon cancer. One of the biggest is, if you are smoking, to stop smoking. They do recommend not doing moderate to high alcohol use. So kind of the general guidelines for alcohol are 2 drinks a day or less for men, 1 drink a day or less for women. And then to be getting a diet with good variety in it. So whole foods, fruits, vegetables, lean meats, and trying to avoid overly processed foods. So processed meats, things like hot dogs or jerkies or those kind of things, and to do more of those lean meats, chickens, those kind of things like that.
Any final thoughts that you'd like to leave us with?
A couple of things that I would just say as far as colon cancer goes. There's not many cancers where you can do early detection and screening for, and colon cancers is one of them, which is why screening is so important. There's a couple different ways you can screen for it. So colonoscopy is what they call kind of the gold standard, meaning when we do a colonoscopy, we go inside your colon, we can detect any colon cancers that are there, and they also are able to detect what are called polyps, which are precancerous growths. So that's how cancer grows, is from these little polyps, and they can remove them. So it's both a detection test and it's also a preventative test in that they remove the polyps so they don't become cancer. If you can't do a colonoscopy for some reason, there are stool-based tests that you can do. They're not one step though. So if a stool-based test comes back positive, then you should follow it up with a colonoscopy.
Are there any resources for folks that would like to know more about colon cancer or colonoscopies?
Yeah. So if you go to the American Cancer Society online and look at their colon cancer, it has really good information about what colon cancer is, where it comes from, understanding your risks for colon cancer, and then the screening test. It'll walk you through the different options.
Allison, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
And my guest today has been Allison Sabin, who is a physician assistant at Utah Gastroenterology. And thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. You can check out all of our health and fitness tips on our socials, Moving Maria on Instagram, and Let's Get Moving with Maria on Facebook. Have a great day.